Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
You see Lion, the King of Beasts.
Music from elsewhere and beyond.
Huge elephant trumpet across the plains.
Imaginary soundtracks to unmade foreign films.
And there are rhino, those craggy creatures surviving from a bygone age.
Snack Point Charlie, hosted by Jeff Economy, every first Wednesday from 10 p.m. to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yes, and that was the inimitable Louis Satchmo Armstrong with What a Beautiful World. That was a special request by our friend Chuck in Valencia. And we're so glad to play that for you tonight. If you didn't know, this is There's a Bright Side Somewhere show with Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and our friend, our audio engineer, Mr. Randall Martin. And we're just coming back at you live with music, with a message that will stir the heart, the mind, and the soul. And you know what? We're going to keep this party going. We're going to get this show on the road. So next up is a remake, a remix with so many artists, too many to mention. But they've made a song up out of the old classic, Wake Up Everybody. It's got a little bit of something in it for everybody. Listen to this. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, wake up. You've got the power. You've got the
power. My people in the East, yo, you gotta wake up. Midwest, dirty South, yo, you gotta stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you gotta wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up,
wake up. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Deserve a good life. Well, if you do, it's time to wake up your mind. We can make it better, and I know it might take some time, but we gotta start somewhere. How about with you and me? From us it goes to others, then we'll have our unity.
Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer, catch all the hell. But they don't have so very long before the judgment day. So won't you make them happy?
Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we can do it, long as we lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in the mud. And surely things will work out, cause they do it
Shake up y'all mind, it's everybody's wake up call time. I can't sleep too long, why they do the people wrong? Let's clean the world up before they sweep you gone. This is real talk, you can peek through song. So when you feel weak, these words will keep you strong and help make a change for the better. It's hard for one to do it, but we can make some changes together.
Stand up here and give thanks to the man upstairs. Put the egos and the pride to the side regardless. And just be role models, parents, artists. We can make a change or we can make it the hardest. If you gonna make a baby, you should make them the smartest. Let them know good and bad, right from wrong. How to roll with the punches when life moves on. And the stress won't take toll if you don't sweat it. World won't get no better if we don't let it. Let the negative energy ride. Keep hope alive. It's about time that we open our eyes. Wake up.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
Yeah, we all best of all. About the guns you tote, listen to me like you listen to Fahrenheit 9/11. Ain't no time for the second guessing. The words I speak,
wake up.
Ones who sleep in the leaderships, fix your mouth to teach. MCs teach the kids what's peace. They don't have to worry about the police. We make them rich so they don't have to see. Every artist here on this track, we'll make a change here for young kids.
That is the 2020 remake of the 1975 classic Wake Up Everybody, originally recorded by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Did you know that? Well, I chose that song for tonight, beloved, because I don't know about you, but a lot of people I know are realizing that this COVID situation is a wake-up call to the world and our nation. It's time to wake up. No more backwards thinking. Time to wake up. Only going ahead. Yes, yes, yes. A lot of stuff going on. I want to shout out all of the personnel. We love labels, don't we? Essential and non-essential. How about all the hard workers out there that are doing their due, doing what they do, take care of me and you. Getting a little tongue-tied right there. Want to shout out, of course, our medical professionals. Want to shout out those who are dealing with the situations of ventilators and incubators and testings and seeing sick people and dying people daily, shouting them out. Down in the city, they get up into their windows and their doorways at 7 o'clock and they clap and they shout and make a joyful noise of appreciation. Well, I want to give snaps and claps as well to all of you out there who are working to keep this thing going, keep our country going, keep our communities going, keep our world going. I want to shout out to all of you, even in the supermarkets, the stock personnel and the cashiers. I want to shout out to the postal workers and the express delivery people, all of the people in manufacturing who are boxing and bagging and sending those online products out to us that we don't have to go out and get things like we normally would. I want to shout out all of the transportation workers, the public transportation workers, the private livery car workers, taxi cabs, Uber, Lyft, whatever Signia you're under. There's just so many people who are out there working hard. And I just want to appreciate you, let you know we all appreciate you using my voice, my platform, my time to let you know, if nobody told you today, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. We have some work still to do, and we have to listen for the wake-up call. I believe God has given us a wake-up call, and I want a little help from my friend, Tamla Mann, and then after her, we're going to listen to Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Lord, we are waiting, Miss Tamla Mann, and When You Believe, the undeniable.
Here in this place, we humbly bow, our hearts away, speak to us now, there is no time here. Only your presence, show us your glory. Speak to us now, speak to us now. Whoa. Here in this place, we humble our hearts away. Speak, Lord, there is no time here.
Now,
oh Lord,
speak to us now.
Ooh.
That was Miss Tamela Mann with Lord, We Are Waiting. We are truly waiting on God. I know our government officials is doing what they can, and our scientists and our researchers and everybody's doing what they can. But without God's help, it's all in vain. Lord, we are praying and we're waiting. I love this song, this next song up. And we miss her voice, Miss Whitney Houston. But we have it more immortalized in music, the soundtrack of her life. This is Miss Mariah Carey and Miss Whitney Houston, When We Believe, When We Believe.
Yeah.
when you believe. That's a message for the masses going through what we're going through. You know, in 5 days, we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day. Can you believe it? It's traditionally the start of the summer season. Are you ready for it? I don't know how we're going to manage that staying in the summer, but getting masked up and gloved up. But we do what we do, and we will make it. We just got to believe. You know, the Memorial Day holiday used to be called Declaration Day up until 1967. Did you know that, Brightsiders? And that it was a holiday that was called Declaration Day to honor the soldiers who died in the Civil War. Well, it is also a time when many people will visit cemeteries and memorials. And we just want to say thank you to all the families whose loved ones paid the ultimate price. I was told by the head of the Veteran Affairs in our area that it's improper to say Happy Memorial Day. It's the memorial of people who died. So we honor you and we thank you on this Memorial Day as we do every day, because without the sacrifice of your loved ones, without the sacrifices of those who gave their life, where would we be? Where would we be? There's some other people that are going to be memorialized this Memorial Day weekend. And our hearts go out. Our prayers are with all of you who have lost loved ones in the last several months due to the coronavirus or any other situation that has taken your loved one from you. We think of you today, and we will be remembering you on Memorial Day. My prayers are with you that you will find peace and comfort that only God can give, and that you will be able to go on and see what your end is going to be. I believe and I hope it's going to be something good. Something has to break. Something has to break. It can't just keep going on like this. Well, listen, this young lady, Kiara Shepherd, she is anointed, has a putting out hit after hit after hit, song after song, and she has a new one out called Something Has to Break. I want you to hear this. I hope you'll be blessed.
Making it fun.
Holy Spirit, move, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. I believe that you will do it.
something has to break. Something has to break. Oh, Lord, help us. I'm certainly praying you're going to break this hold, this crisis, this pestilence off of us. I ask, I pray, I wait. We're waiting, Lord. We're waiting. We're waiting. Something has to break. It's all right. You can go ahead and say it. You've been up to your neck in it. Tell him something, God. Something has to break. Something has to break. I just love that new one by Miss Sheard. Well, beloved, this is about the time I want to give my spiritual social commentary. But you know what? I'm going to let Mr. Kirk Franklin speak for me. Speak for me. And then we'll be back.
Man, I know I look crazy today, but I want to appeal to you to consider adding something to your already overflowing plate. In no way am I striving to be insensitive to the millions of Americans who are facing astronomical unemployment numbers that haven't been seen since the Great Depression, or the 1.2 million Americans affected with COVID-19. Or by the time this video was done, the number of deaths that are swiftly approaching 100,000 due to this pandemic. I am asking you to not forget another pandemic that has plagued these yet to be United States for hundreds of years. Yet again, the pandemic of race. There are legitimate concerns about the dishonoring of the dead and the trauma that these images continue to bear on an already traumatized community. Yeah, I get it. Yet to those who continue to minimize the reality of our country's original and ongoing sin, I encourage you to watch the video of the murdering of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery by two overvigilant oppressors while he was jogging. Again, jogging. I need you to see the video. Digest it. Embrace the trauma. Just as Mamie Till wanted her son Emmett Till's casket to be open so the entire world could see the evil and hatred that still resides in the hearts of many Americans, I subscribe to the same ideology. The sickness can never be addressed until it is exposed. So the next time you hear your black and brown friends scream and cry against the evil of social injustice, you will have a reference point that is 150 years after Reconstruction. This isn't repackaged or revamped rhetoric from the 1960s. This is 2020 pain that allows me, as Paul says in Ephesians, to be angry yet without sin, because prosecutor George Barnhill and DA Jackie Johnson have already done enough. And for anyone that seems to find solace in bringing up the past of this young man to justify his life being taken, I invite you to stop listening to my music or hearing the sermon of your favorite evangelist or voting in the next election, because we all have a past that exempts us from perfection, yet frees us to jog. There are good people in the world, every race, every gender, every nationality, and those of us that are strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. So while we fight to find a vaccine that helps us survive a new future we all face, let us continue to fight the virus of evil with the vaccine of love. Happy 26th birthday, Aubrey. Let love and justice prevail.
Well, I'm not sure when Mr. Kirk Franklin recorded that video, but since that time, we have experienced another shock and trauma to the psyche and the Black American community with the murder of a woman in her own home, awakened in the middle of the night by armed men who broke into her home, her fiance in bed next to her, reaches for his gun to do what any man would do, try to protect himself and his household. She died in a hail of bullets, and he, attempting to stand his ground, was arrested and charged with attempted murder. This Memorial Day, beloved, I ask you to think about the family of Miss Breonna Taylor, And this is a story that's been repeating itself. In October, we had in Texas, Miss Tatiana Johnson. So there are many names, too many names to mention right now. I don't have enough time actually on the broadcast to go through all the names in recent years, in recent days, let alone over time. It's got to stop. Something's got to break. Something's got to change. So this Memorial Day, please, when we think of the men and women who died to give our country the right to protect ourselves in our own homes, the right to due process, and not to be tracked down in the streets on suspicion and murdered for what looked to be suspicious. Over and over again, we hear that story. I encourage you, this is radio for open ears and open hearts and open minds. These are my views, not those of the station owners, station management. But in my spiritual social commentary, I would that you remember that the Bible says, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Mr. Kirk Franklin says, we're going to be okay. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, so I must concur. We're going to be okay. But we got some work to do too. Let's listen to some more good music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul.
Welcome to a world that is changing. Looking out the window got me wondering lately. Will we be okay? Will we be okay?
Yes, sir.
Still see the light.
Another 10 in your glove compartment, but that family with no
We're trailblazers with you. Yes. Give thanks and don't forget how you got it.
Witness.
We okay.
See,
okay.
Because I gotta remember,
see, I gotta
no matter what I go through,
my God is bigger.
Come on.
So we okay.
If one door closes, God got another.
We okay.
Your doctor's not the final answer, y'all. Hey,
okay.
You needed this storm to wake you up and make you better.
Okay.
Now sing. Yes, sir.
We're getting close to our time, and I hope you've enjoyed this music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Up next, we're going to come back with Miss Cheryl Fortune. You know why we're going to be okay? Because we're fighters. We fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 tell us, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. We're going to be okay.
You feel I traveled this same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows, but you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless inside. Can't be all, 'cause you still have life. I'm here.
Struggle's real, but you can let go, 'cause you're trusted with this fire you're in.
This fight won't be won with bullets and guns, but the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God, to the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of vain imaginations, and every high thing that tries to exalt itself over the knowledge of God. We're going to win. We're going to be okay. Well, beloved, that's it for today. Until we meet again, please remember, no matter how great a day, no matter how low the clouds may hang, no matter how dark the sky may be, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. It's Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist, wishing you a blessed Memorial weekend, a happy Pentecost Sunday, and God's grace and God's favor. God loves you. I love you too. We out. We got one more for you, and it's coming up right now. Yes. Enjoy it and be blessed. Miss Tamela Mann, Press.
You've got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. 'Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire, you gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moon, the sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you, so put a smile on your face, 'cause you're gonna make it. Yes, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day. You're gonna make it.
press. You're going to make it past this moment. God loves you. I love you too. And beloved, before I go, I do want you to know that we're going to have COVID virus testing in the city of Hudson, May 27th at John L. Edwards. You need to call to make an appointment. The number to call is 518-828-3358. Again, 518-828-3358. Make your appointment. Go down and get tested. Know where you stand. Know what you need to do. All right? Take care of you. God loves you, and I do too. God bless. Stay in the press.